4. Don't let people own you. When Margaret and I were newly married and I was starting my career, we had very few resources. Basically, we were scraping to get by. During that time, we became friends with a couple that was financially well off. Each Friday night, Jack and Helen would take us to a fine restaurant and buy our meal. It was the highlight of my week, since Margaret and I could not afford to eat there. Over a 2-year period, we received many wonderful benefits of this friendship, and we were very grateful. After 3 years in that position, I got an offer to become the leader of a larger church. It was a tremendous opportunity with great advancement and potential. When I announced that I would be leaving to take it, Jack was not pleased. I'll never forget his words. "John, how can you leave after all that I have done for you?" It was in that moment that I realized Jack was starting to slowly own me. He was keeping score, and I had no idea. It was a wake-up call. That was the day I made a choice. I would always try to give more than I received in relationships, and I would never keep score. I would be on the giving side of life whenever possible. Obviously, I still receive from others. I am blessed beyond words for what others have done for me, but I didn't want to give away control of my life. It's hard to give yourself away when someone else owns you. I wanted to be able to value people with no strings attached. A giving life should be liberating to yourself and to those you help. 5. Define success as sowing, not reaping. Novelist Robert Louis Stevenson said, "I consider the success of my day based on the seeds I sow, not the harvest I reap." That should be the way we judge not only our days, but our entire lives. Unfortunately, most people sow little and expect to reap a lot. Their focus is on payday. If you are sowing only for quick returns in life, then you will usually be unhappy with the outcome and unable to keep giving and living while waiting. On the other hand, if you sow continually and abundantly, you can be sure that in due season there will be a harvest. Successful people know this and focus on sowing, knowing that reaping will eventually come. The process is automatic. If you live life with the intention of making a difference in others' lives, your life will be full, not empty. 6. Focus on self-development, not self-fulfillment. What's the main difference between self-development and self-fulfillment? The motive. Self-fulfillment means doing what I enjoy most. Self-development means doing what I am talented and uniquely fit to do, and that becomes my responsibility. Chasing self-fulfillment is a bit like chasing happiness. It's an emotion that cannot be sustained. It relies too much on circumstances. It depends on a person's mood. In contrast, you can develop yourself regardless of how you feel, what circumstances you find yourself in, your financial situation, or the people around you. 7. Keep growing to keep giving. Whenever people stop actively learning and growing, the clock has started ticking down to a time when they will no longer have anything left to give. If you want to keep giving, you have to keep growing. Sometimes people stop learning because they become complacent. They believe they have grown enough, or they want only to make the most of what they already have in terms of skill and knowledge. That's when they start to plateau and then decline. They lose their innovative spirit. They begin to think about being efficient instead of breaking ground. They cut costs instead of investing in growth. Their vision becomes very limited. And instead of playing to win, They start playing not to lose. We all love doing what we're good at, but being good at something requires us to keep our skills sharp. Less skill leads to less enthusiasm and eventually discontent. If we reach this stage, we start looking behind us, because that is where our best days are. We think about the good old days, the glory days. At that point, we are only a few short steps from obsolescence. Nobody wants to learn from a has-been. If you want to give until you've given all you have, you must keep growing until you can grow no more.